Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast.
Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message.
I hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
God bless you. So here in Acts chapter 20, verse number 22, amen, we will read down to the 27th verse. Amen. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore, I take you to record this day, that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. My text this morning, amen, out of the 24th verse, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I, my text and the title this morning, that I might finish my course with joy. Wonderful passage of Scripture. Here the Apostle Paul reiterating something. Now, he's not talking about something he doesn't know about. He's talking about something that he's living. Hello? I've always liked the writings of Edward McKendry Bounds, or E.M. Bounds, as he uses his author title. Amen. A little short, dumpy man that had bad knees, and amen, lived in the time of the Civil War, and was captured by the Union Army, and he became a chaplain in that army, and until the time of the end of the war, but at the end of the war, he went and cleaned out an old smoked up, amen, church that had been gutted and burned, and he cleaned it out, amen, and opened the doors and stood on the front porch singing hymns, amen. He was part of the old Methodist Episcopal movement, amen. And but Brother Bounds, amen, was a man of prayer, amen. He didn't write about prayer by what someone had told him. He wrote about prayer by what the Word of God had said and his experience in walking and talking with God, amen. Matter of fact, practically all the books that Brother Bounds wrote, amen, later in his life could be seen running around with old pieces of envelope, amen, and paper that was wrapped up with twine. Amen. He prayed from 4 o'clock until the sun rose every morning. Amen. And as they prayed, God would give him inspiration. Amen. And he'd grab up an old pencil and he'd write down notes. Amen. And what he was running around town looking for was somebody to take all those notes. Amen. And to put it into a conscription for a book. Amen. And when you read, amen, Brother Bounds' writings, amen, you know they don't come from earth. They come from heaven. Amen to God. I mean, what's the difference, Brother Joe? Oh, there's worlds of difference. Hello? Amen. When it's fresh off the altar of God, amen, it's real. Hallelujah. So here the Apostle Paul, amen, writing to the church, or he's speaking, amen, to the church here in Luke, who is considered to be the author of the book of Acts. Amen. For many years, the book of Acts was considered to be one of the greatest literary works, amen, in history. Amen. Surviving several years of amen history, all and a synopsis all wrapped up in a very concise yet very informative. You read through the book of Acts. You read the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. You read about a man named Paul whose name was Saul of Tarsus. You read how that God, amen, transformed him on the road to Damascus. And amen, there's several stories throughout the book of Acts. Amen. Starting with the inception of the church. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, declaring and describing what God done. Amen. And establishing the church by the power of the Spirit of God. Amen. I'm going to move on. But the Apostle Paul, amen, here is telling these people, amen, and the Christians that he's with, amen, I'm not going to see you anymore, most likely. Amen. And he said, I'm headed to Jerusalem, but the Spirit of God keeps witnessing that bonds and afflictions are abide me there. Amen. But I like what the Apostle Paul said. And I have 3 points basically in the message. Amen. This morning, first point, none of these things move me. Amen. Second point, neither count I my life dear unto myself. And the third point, amen, that I might, amen, finish my course with joy. Amen. Unless the first two are correct and true, amen, the third will not be true. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. So here we find that the Apostle Paul said, the Spirit's witnessing that bonds and afflictions, amen, yet God has sent me, amen, so, amen, I'm not going to move now. Amen. The bonds and afflictions are not what is driving me. Amen. Listen, we live in an age, amen, for the most part, I'm telling you, amen, that amen, in Christianity where, amen, is what is in it for me? Amen. What is it going to cost me? Amen. Come on. Jesus said to His disciples in one place, amen, what man is going to build a tower, amen, that doesn't set down first and count the cost that perhaps after he started he doesn't have enough to finish it, and it basically becomes a laughing stock. Amen. And then he goes on and says, or what king with his 10,000, amen, is set to go against another king with his 20,000, amen, except first he sets down and counts the cost and decides after that he has started, he has to compromise and find some kind of conditions of peace. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I'm afraid when people don't count the cost and make up their mind, not far down the road, there's some backsliding going to go on. Amen. There's some crawfishing, as we used to say down here in North Florida. Amen. That's going to happen. Amen. But God is not into the crawfishing bit. I know Brother Joe saying that. Amen. Listen, God's not into people backing up. The Apostle Paul said, we have no pleasure in them that, amen, that go back into under perdition, but we are of them that by faith go on into the saving of the soul, or that obey God no matter what the cost or the price. So Brother Joe, amen, yes, we're living in a world that's filled with all kind of things. Amen. I can tell you a little secret this morning. Amen. Doesn't matter what lies before us. What matters is, are we going willing, amen, to do what God said all the way? Amen. Listen, I want to quote something else the Apostle Paul said. This light affliction, amen, which is just for a moment, you can't even hardly find it. Amen. What is it going to do, Brother Joe? We'll do it right. It worketh in us a part, seizing eternal weight of glory. Amen. My, my. Amen. I can tell you, I've been martyrs after martyrs. Amen. Fox wrote a book in the 1500s. Amen. A man named Fox. Amen. John Fox. Amen. Do you ever get a chance to read Fox's Book of Martyrs? I suggest you find the unabridged copy. Amen. And read that. They used to carry the unabridged. Amen. Look like a big, amen, Bible, looks like a big Strong's Concordance, amen, in the public libraries. I'm afraid you probably can't find them in the public libraries anymore. Amen. By and by, we've got rid of all the good books, and in their places we put a lot of trash. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But John Fox wrote history. What's he writing, Brother Joe? He's writing about the martyrs, amen, that died for the cause of Christ and gave their life. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, if you want to find courage, read how those people stood, amen, in their last estate, amen, and God stood with them, hallelujah, amen. So here the Apostle Paul says, none of these things move me, amen. Brother Paul is not the first or the last in that line. Amen. They've been a lot of them before him and a lot of them after him. Amen. When old Daniel knew that the decree was signed, amen, he knew that once that old king had, amen, set that signet in that hot wax, amen, on that decree, that it could not be changed. Amen. What was that decree? They tricked him into saying that nobody has got a right to pray to any other, amen, or serve or bow down to any other god other than, amen, their false gods and that old king. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. But Daniel, when he knew that that decree is signed, what did he do, Brother Joe? He marched right back to that window, amen, that's open towards Jerusalem. Amen. And he knelt down as he'd done aforetime, and he prayed out that window. Why is he doing that for, Brother Joe? Because God said at the dedication of that house of God, if any man, amen, whether they be in a foreign land or in captivity, amen, will look toward this house, amen, when they pray, God said, I'll hear them. Hey, Batashaya. God said, I'll hear them. Amen. Daniel wasn't worried about, amen, them old fake wise men. He wasn't worried even about that king that had become affectionate toward him. Amen. What Daniel wants is an audience with God. Amen. What he wants is what God wants. Amen. So Daniel said, hey, that ain't moving me, boys. Amen. I'm going right back to my window. You make all the laws you want to. Amen. All the decrees you will. Put your signet in that. I'm going to go talk to a higher king. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Joe. I want to feel like shouting here in a little bit. Amen. So here, Daniel done that. What do? They set the snare for Daniel. Amen. Yeah, Daniel knew what the cost was. Amen. Jesus said, count the cost. Make up your mind. Go ahead and settle in your hearts. Amen. You know what? I'm afraid we got a lot of people that hadn't counted the cost. They hadn't made their mind up. I owe Jesus everything. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I believe it was the missionary to the Ecuadorian Indians that said, he is no, amen, fool who giveth that which he cannot keep, for that which he cannot lose. Oh, listen. I want to tell you, what is he talking about, Brother Joe? Jesus said, he that seeketh to save his life shall lose it. Amen. But he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it unto everlasting life. Amen. You mean to tell me, Brother Joe, amen, that there's you got to die to live? Well, I'm telling you. Amen. If we let this old man live, that spirit's going to die. Amen. And believe you me, it's not going to be a good thing. But if we'll let that old man die, amen, that spirit will live. Oh, listen, amen, if we sow to the flesh, we shall of the flesh reap corruption. Amen. Watch the end of those who sow to the flesh, Brother Joe. Amen. Death. The word corruption means decay. Amen. It's not like that body that decays in the ground. Come on, Brother Joe. But if we sow to the Spirit, amen, it's life and peace. Amen. My, I think I'll just take, amen, the choice that Brother Paul took. Amen. Doesn't matter, amen, what abides me there. What's the will of God? I'm going to go do the will of God. Come what may. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, yeah, we're living in the last days. You hear, Brother Joe? I said, we're living. Amen. You know, I run into all kind of people. I run across all kind of sites. Amen. I run across all these yayers. Amen. And they're trying, they spiritualize everything. And most of their spiritualizing, I seem to notice, has a slant to it. You do, Brother Joe? Oh, yeah. I notice it has a slant that in America, amen, we shouldn't suffer. You know, I can't find that in this book right here. It ain't in there. Amen. I find the same thing to every Christian, no matter what part of the globe that we're on. The promises out of this book to Christians is the same, no matter where we are. Listen, amen. America does not hold a special place in the final history. You hear me? No. Amen. What does, Brother Joe, the nation of Israel as far as nations is concerned? Amen. But there is something else. There is a spiritual nation. Come on. I said, there is a spiritual Israel. Amen. Listen, amen. The Bible says they are calling themselves Jews who are not Jews. Amen. When he references Jews there, he is talking about, amen, those who walk according to the faith by, like Abraham. Amen. Come on, with Brother Joe. He is the father of faith. Amen. Out of that, amen, they are Abraham's children that are not children by natural descent, but by spiritual. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Because Abraham obeyed God, walked with faith. Amen. Ah, he's the friend of God. Amen. Like Abraham. Amen. Those who follow Christ, obey God. Amen. Hallelujah. Have part in that same, amen, inheritance with him. Come on, with Brother Joe. I said, I have part in that inheritance. Hey, hey. Amen. Come on, with Brother Joe. My God in heaven. Amen. Yes. Amen. There God said about Abraham's seed. Amen. And amen it concerning, I believe it represented both spiritual and natural. Amen. Those who curse you, God said, I will curse. You ever notice that the nations who have fought against, amen, the nation of Israel in the early 40s, or right on when Israel was established again, and up through the 60s and the 70s, amen, right on up. You ever notice how those nations just seem to, amen, don't never seem to get out of the muck and the mire? Rick, why? Amen. Somebody said, if you curse, amen, my people, I'm going to curse you. Oh, amen. Let Brother Joe just go ahead and say something while he's right here. If you've been cursed by God, it don't matter who blesses you. Amen. It ain't worth a dime. Amen. Come on. I said, if God's a... Amen. And listen, I got something else I want to say on the other side of that coin. Amen. If God has blessed you, it don't matter who's cursing you. Come on, women. Oh, amen. God can bless you in spite of everything and everybody. Amen. Come on. It don't matter what kind of times that you're living in. Now, God has an exempted man that will obey him, or women and boys and girls that obey him, from having tribulation. Amen. Why is that, Brother Joe? Read it in the Bible. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Amen. But he didn't stop there, thank God. Amen. But be of good cheer, Jesus said. I have overcome the world. Amen. In the middle of all that tribulation, amen, come on, I can tell you, God can just do wonderful things right in the middle of tribulation. Amen. I heard somebody preaching the other day on, amen, the time when the 185,000 are set, amen, to come against the nation of Judah. Amen. I'm telling you, and that's what we also read about a few, amen, old boys that had, amen, that were lepers and said, look here, well, why sit we here till we die? Amen. Let's just go on up there, amen, and walk into that camp. Amen. What they're going to do, kill us? We're going to die anyway. And when they got there, they found something. They found out somebody had been there before them. What did they find, Brother Joe? They found 185,000 dead folks. Oh. They found a bunch of dead people. Amen. Somebody had paid them a visit. It wasn't Judah. Amen. It wasn't Israel. Amen. No, it's the one that said he's going to fight for them. Amen. My, my, my. Listen. Amen. They had the whole camp to themselves. Amen. You mean to tell me, yes, God knows how to turn things around. Amen. But somebody has got to say, none of these things move me. Come on. Amen. God is not calling him out of wimp church. Amen, Brother Joe. You have to watch what you say nowadays. You just plumb offend people. Amen, Brother. Brother Clendenin preached a message many years ago called Soldiers. Amen. And I'm telling you, he made quite a few people angry at him. Amen. Because he got on. Amen. He preached against that wimpy Christianity business. Amen. Come on. God ain't called no wimps. Amen. What did the Apostle Paul tell Timothy? You war a good warfare. Amen. Come on. Don't you play butchies with the devil. Don't you play some little wimpy mess. Amen. You stand strong, Timothy. Amen. Don't give in. Amen. Don't back down. Amen. Don't bow. Don't kowtow. Amen. Hold fast to what God said. Amen. Thank God there's going to be one day a great recognition. Amen. What's he going to do? He's going to recognize folks who said, none of these things move me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, Amen. I read it in Revelation. Amen. He saw a multitude that no man can number. And what was that description of that multitude? These are they that have came out of great tribulation. It didn't say the great tribulation. They have come out of great tribulation. All through time, God's had a tried people. Amen. What did they do, Brother Job? They have washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. They have loved not their lives unto the death. Woo! Oh, listen, ain't nothing changing. I said, ain't nothing. It's all the same. Amen. Glory to God. If people will make up their mind, obey God. Amen. God will take care of everything He's supposed to take care of. Amen. It'll all work out like God intends for it to. Yet, amen, people try to, amen, slide over here and slide over there. Amen. I heard Brother David Talbert many years ago. Amen. So that man's trying to cut wood and direct the chips where he wants them to fall. Amen. Ain't going to get much wood cut. Amen. So just go ahead and cut the wood and let the chips fall where they may. Amen. Take care of business. Amen. I'm going to tell you, yeah, everybody won't love you for that, but it'll be all right. God will. Amen. I want to tell you, God had prophets and prophetesses, amen, that didn't mince their words. They held on to what God said. Amen. So here, amen, Daniel stood. Amen. And he went back to that window just like he'd always done. Amen. I find, amen, three other young men in that same generation. Amen. Listen, they hadn't just started trusting God. They'd been trusting God. Listen, if we're going to wait until the, amen, until all the, amen, the, whatever hits the fire and the pan, amen, we're going to be in a mess to try to learn how to trust God. Amen. God took the children of Israel. Amen. He didn't send them straight to Canaan to that warlike bunch. He put them out there in a waste towel in wilderness. Come on. Amen. Where nobody could supposedly live at all. And He sustained them. What's He trying to do, Brother Joe? He's learning them to trust Him. Amen. To walk with Him and to obey Him. Why? They're going to need it when they get in Canaan. Amen. They're going to meet something they hadn't met in that wilderness. They're going to meet a real devil. Come on with Brother Joe. Oh, but if you'll learn to walk with God and trust Him, amen, I can tell you in the little times, after a while, amen, it won't be so hard. Amen. When the big boogers show up, come on with Brother Joe. God's still the same. Feel like having church. Amen. Listen. Amen. Them three Hebrew boys, amen, who had done told the king's, amen, head of his wise men, you just give us bread and pulse, amen, a little bit of water and a little pulse, a little bit of cereal, amen, if you will, amen, for 10 days, amen, and after that we've done that, you can examine us, you can question us, you can look at us physically, you can look at us mentally, amen, and if we're not better than all the rest of them folks, we'll go ahead and eat the king's meat and drink the king's wine. Don't sound like them folks had much doubt about what God said, did they? Amen. 10 days they ate pulse and water. Amen. After 10 days He examined them. He found their complexion more fair. He found their wit sharper. Listen, amen, because I want to tell you, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. When we reverence God, God puts that wisdom on a solid platform. Amen. What's that mean, Brother Joe? You can't shake it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Build our house on the rock. Amen. The wind's going to blow. The storms are going to come. But it can't be moved. Well, glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to get somewhere in a little bit. I'm going to get to point number three shortly. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. Let's just move on. Well, King, they said, we're not careful how we answer you. Amen. That old king had got angry. Amen. Why? Amen. He had a vision Daniel had interpreted. And somehow or another, God had said in that beginning of that vision, you are that head of gold. And he never heard anything else. That's all he remembered. He's that head of gold, boy. Chest swelled out, that heart pumped up, pride arose. And what did he do, Brother Joe? Instead of learning what God's saying, that God's in control, there's coming kingdoms, but God's going to bring another kingdom. He forgot to look at the end of that vision. Amen. And see that stone that's carved out of a mountain without hands, come on, that it hit that image in the feet. Amen. And it crushed all that miry clay and all that, amen, all of that iron, all of that silver, all that gold, all that brass is ground up. And the winds come and blowed all that business away. And that stone that's been carved out of the mountain without hands, let me introduce you to Jesus. Amen. Come on. That's the kingdom of God. Amen. It grew until it became a great mountain that filled all the earth. Hey, listen here. Men can do what they want. Amen, Brother Joe. There's a little thing called geopolitics. Amen. He who rules Palestine rules the world. Amen. I can tell you, everybody, that's why that Jerusalem is a cup of trembling. Amen. Everybody wants to rule that little navel over there, that little small spot on the globe that in some places is only 12 miles wide. But this book right here, amen, said, amen, that God give the deed, amen, to the Jews. Amen, Brother Don Branko preached a message many years ago. Who's got the deeds to the ranch? Amen. I tell you, God give that deed. It's the children of Israel's land. I don't care who likes it or who doesn't like it. Amen. Why? Amen. I want to tell you, I know somebody, amen, that they can't do anything with, but he can do whatever he wants to do. His name's Jehovah. Amen. Listen, I was going to bite off too much to preach if I ain't careful. Let me hurry. They said, we're not careful how we answer you, O King. Amen. They stood when he said, everybody's got to bow to this image. They said, we ain't bowing. We ain't going to bend our knee. We're not going to get on the ground. God said, we're not to bow down to any graven image. So that old king said, I tell you what, boys, we're going to play that music again. Now, if you don't bow down, we're going to heat that furnace, what, seven times hotter than it's wont to be heated. And we're going to throw you little clowns in that furnace. Woo! Come on. I want to tell you something. We're living in a time when they try and heat the furnace up. Hello? But I know somebody's got a furnace cooler. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. You know who he is? His name is Jesus. How you know that, Brother Joe? He's already done it. Amen. At least he's a furnace cooler to the folks as he is. Amen. Them folks that ain't his, it don't work. That's why I tell you what's got that false religion. You better get you the right one. Amen. Because that false religion gets you burnt to a crisp. Hear me? Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Them old boys that threw them old three little boys in there, they died. I know ABC put on a special many years ago and showed how you could actually live in that furnace. Supposedly, I said it's a marvelous thing that you can live in the furnace, but the folks who threw them in from the outside died. Maybe they forgot to cover that. Amen. Conveniently, come on, they threw them boys in that furnace. Why? Because they wouldn't bend and they wouldn't bow. No, listen, none of these things move us, O King. Amen. We done decided. We done made up our mind. We done settled it in our heart. Amen. If God wants us to burn up in your furnace, we'll burn up. But if God don't want us to burn up in your furnace, we ain't going to burn. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. They threw them boys in there. Amen. The men who threw them in died. That old king gets to looking in that, amen, in that furnace, undoubtedly he could see in the, amen, in the door of that furnace. I don't think there's too many folks who want to try to go shut the door on that thing. Hello? And that old king said, yea, did we not throw three men, amen, bound, amen, in that furnace? Yea, old king, we did. Amen. He said, behold, I see four. Amen. I'm going to get ahead of myself. They stood their ground and did not bow. Let me just hurry on. I got to put Noah. Well, all the way back in the first part of Genesis. Amen. I'm going to have to shorten my list. Amen. Noah. Amen. The world has got wicked. The Word of God says the thoughts of men are evil continually. Sounds a lot like today. Amen. But God found a man named Noah. Woo! Amen. And the Word of God says in Genesis chapter 6 that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Did he find it by just one on disobedience, Brother Joe? No, he found it. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. He found it because he believed what God said. Amen. My, my, my. And Noah went to work to do what God had told him to do.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.